Hi, and welcome back to Weekly Dev Tips. I'm your host, Steve Smith, aka Ardalis. This is episode 32, in which we'll talk a little bit about money, salaries, and workplace taboos on sharing details about such things. If you're enjoying these tips, please leave a comment or rating in your podcast app, tell a friend about the podcast, or follow us on Twitter and retweet our episode announcements so we can increase our audience. I really appreciate it. This week we're going to talk about money, and specifically, how you feel about discussing your salary with your coworkers and peers. Why do you think you feel the way you do? I suspect this episode will be both interesting and perhaps somewhat uncomfortable for many listeners. A lot of people have kind of an innate aversion to discussing salary numbers, money, etc. Let's start by examining this and then move on to look at ways you can maximize what you get in exchange for the value you provide to your employer or customer. Let's talk salary. I'll start, though since I've been self-employed for a while now, I'm going to cheat just a bit and provide a quick story from early on in my career. When I got my first job, in the late 90s, when the dot-com bubble was still expanding, I took an offer with a salary of $37,000 per year. The consulting company I worked for was expanding rapidly. I was hired in August. Another batch of new hires started in January. In speaking with them, I learned that they had been given offers of $42,000 per year, $5,000 more than I was making. I was understandably annoyed by this. Here I was, with 6 months more experience, already providing value at a billable client, and I was making 88% of what these new hires were making on day one. Let's pause here for a moment. What are you thinking as I relate this story? Did I break some unwritten taboo rules by discussing salaries with these new associates of mine? Was it my own fault that I was annoyed by this perceived inequality? Maybe you're thinking, sure, Steve, you just demonstrated why it's a bad idea to talk salary with your coworkers. All it does is create bad blood and drama. If this is where you're coming from, I'm warning you now that I simply don't understand this position. I'll try to empathize, but at the end of the day, I just don't get it, as will become clear in just a moment. If, after hearing the rest of the story, you want to help me understand why you still think keeping salary a secret is better for you, please leave me a note in the comments letting me know why. So, why did I want to discuss salary with my coworkers? The answer is simple. I wanted data. I wanted intel. I wanted to be able to make informed decisions about my career. I had aggregate data at my fingertips in the form of annual surveys conducted by my school's career placement office. So I knew that for a given degree, the average salary of an accepted offer was, a certain amount. But I wanted to know what someone in the exact same position at the exact same company was making, and I was able to easily acquire this information by simply striking up a friendly conversation. Now, given this situation, where you've learned what I did, what would you do? Regardless of whether you would ever actively inquire about salary, let's just say that your new team member volunteers their salary to you over lunch before you're able to stop them. The cat's out of the bag. You have the information. They're making a significant amount more than you, despite having less experience and having been hired into the exact same role. I imagine the following options are available. First, you could do nothing. Forget about it. It's none of your business. Second, you can hold on to that information, file it away, maybe consider it when you get your next pay raise or promotion, and use it to consider whether you should ask for more or be satisfied with what you get. A third option would be to start sending out resumes to other companies who might pay the same or more than what your company is now paying to new hires. If you get an offer, maybe you would pitch it to your company to see if they would match it in order to keep you. Or option four, go to your manager immediately, demand an increase. I'm probably leaving out some other options. Feel free to add them in the show notes. But back to my story. After learning I was making $5,000 per year less than the batch of new hires, I did go to my manager. I explained respectfully that I didn't think it was equitable for me to be making significantly less than the folks they'd just hired. My manager very quickly agreed to immediately adjust my salary to match, but asked me not to advertise that he was doing so to my coworkers. I agreed. In hindsight, perhaps I shouldn't have been so quick to agree to this, but at the time it seemed a small price to pay to get the immediate pay increase, and in any case, it was just a verbal request, not a legal document I was asked to sign. So, if there were winners and losers in this story, who are they? I'm happy with the outcome, since it meant I was able to keep up with the rapidly rising salaries of the time without having to change companies. I really liked where I worked, and I wasn't contemplating looking elsewhere. If I'd been ambivalent or hostile toward my current employer, I'd likely have taken a different approach. Did the new hires lose anything by sharing information with me? Not that I can tell. Some companies try to enact gag order policies that may go so far as to threaten employees with termination if they share compensation details. However, I think most of these clauses are unenforceable. I am not a lawyer, so do your own research before acting on this opinion, but at least in Ohio, I believe that you're not able to fire someone simply because they talk to another worker about what their salary is. In any case, I wasn't asked how I knew what I knew, so no individual was called out as a result of my acting on the information I acquired. That leaves the third party in this, my employer. They'd lost, in quotes, in that now they had to pay one more of their employees the same rate they were already paying others in the same position. So their profit margin on my billable work shrunk slightly. But they also won, in that they retained a valuable employee who was almost always billing, even while the market grew even tighter for software developers. I did stay there for another 4 years, because they continued to grow my compensation, and I continued to enjoy working there. If after a year or two I'd find myself underpaid by 20% or more there, I'd very likely have jumped to another position, costing them a highly billable consultant, which is how they earned all their income. They were a consulting company. That was how they made their money. Was there a risk here? Could this have gone badly? Perhaps. It's easy to say in hindsight that what I did was a good move because it all worked out. But what if instead of bumping my pay, my manager had fired me for breaking the company's rules about discussing compensation? We didn't have any, but let's say we did. This could have been a risk, but I had risk tolerance and I felt the risk likelihood was small. I had risk tolerance because I hadn't really expanded my lifestyle and expenses from that of a college student, this being, after all, my first full-time job. Also, my expenses were small relative to my income, and I didn't yet have children. The market was also great, and I'm sure if I'd been let go, I'd have gotten another offer within a few weeks. I had several offers already that I had had to turn down in order to take this one, so I probably could have gone to any one of those companies to see if those offers were still available. Like today in 2018, everybody seemed to be hiring. Would I have made the same choices if unemployment was high, layoffs were going on everywhere, and I didn't know how I'd make ends meet if I lost my job? Maybe not, but I would still want as much accurate intel as I could get so that I could make the best decision for me, given whatever the circumstances might be. Let's wrap up by considering who stands to gain from keeping salary details secret. For many listeners, I suspect you can't imagine working somewhere that had transparent compensation details. But as a former Army officer, I can tell you it's not a big deal. Everybody in the military, and for the most part in government service, knows exactly how much everybody else is making. You can check out the pay scale anytime you want. It's not an issue. So it shouldn't be assumed that secret compensation is somehow the only way to do things. It should by now be obvious that the ones who stand to gain the most from keeping salaries secret from one another are the company's owners. By paying different amounts for potentially the same work, they're able to increase profit margins. Sometimes pay differences may be warranted and the company thinks that they want to pay certain resources more or less than the others based on the value they provide. But even if this is true, this can cause discontent and hurt morale within the team. It can also result in employees asking for what they think they're worth, as in my case, which can end up costing the company more in payroll. If companies pay different amounts to different individuals, and this is transparent, they need a way to justify this decision. This may require more communication. Just as it gives the employee more information and freedom to make decisions, it limits the company's freedom to negotiate from a position of having more information than the other party. In negotiations and economics in general, when one party has better information than the other, they can use this to their advantage to get themselves a better deal. By sharing information, employees aren't gaining an unfair advantage over their employer, they're merely eliminating an unfair advantage that their employer previously held, because before, the employer knew how much everybody made, but employees typically only knew their own salary. That's it for this week. Thank you for subscribing to Weekly Dev Tips, and we'll see you next week with another great developer tip.